Hi, welcome to Planet Shakers. I'm glad you could join me today. I hope you enjoy this message. While I was in the Gold Coast last week, listening to the message, I felt like God really started to download to me, and this scripture kept coming to me, and it was this in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 26. With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. I couldn't get it out of my spirit that so many things we become limited on because we look through the eyes of the natural. But I want to tell you, when we put supernatural into our natural, suddenly all things are possible. And so I want to encourage you, whatever the challenge may be, come on, let's live in these words. Let's not just hear them and think they apply somewhere else. Supernatural increase is your portion. But today I want to carry on from there, and I've titled my message today, New Horizon. New Horizon. You see, New Horizon actually is talking about possibility. It's talking about freshness. It's talking about new. You know, when you, I don't know if you used to do this. Believe it or not, I used to do a milk run when I was a boy. That was my first job. At the age of 15, I would jump off the back of the truck and drop people's milk at their door. I don't even know if it happens anymore. And it was, in those days, glass bottles. And I remember people would love it. You'd drop it and early in the morning, and then they'd come out to get their milk bottle. And people would love that it had the little cap on top. You'd take it off and scoop the cream out of the top. Anybody remember that? About nine people. I'm showing my age. But there's something about new. There's something about the freshness of a day that is inspiring. Sometimes you can go to bed at night with all the worry of the world, wake up in the morning and just seeing the sunrise or looking out and recognizing that this is a fresh day. It's a new day. There's fresh possibility. And we're not living in the old. We're stepping into what God has spoken over us. But get this, a horizon actually is the only place where heaven and earth collide. An explosion, therefore, of possibility. Supernatural increase. Church, it's a new horizon. It's a new day. God wants us to live in what He's gifted for each of us. So hearing the words on Sunday, I don't know about you, but I got up at 5 a.m. on Monday morning. Not because I wanted to, but I was in Brisbane and I was flying to Papua New Guinea. And I was getting on the plane and it was about 6:30 at the airport. And I was sitting there thinking about, God, I'm going to live in supernatural, you know, increase. I'm not going to go into this day. It's a new day. It's a fresh possibility. Double portion was good. We saw some incredible things. But supernatural increase. You know, we're going from 1 to 2 to 12 to millions, as Pastor Russell spoke last week. If you haven't heard that, get the podcast. This is a statement over our lives, our families. And, you know, I went into that day thinking, I'm going to New Guinea. God, what are you going to do? But many of you have heard the dream about the community hubs. In fact, why don't we show that up on the screen here? This is a community hub in that we're going to build. 89 of these is the plan. And basically, it looks like for PNG, that's actually the perfect sort of example of a building to build. Breezeway, air can blow through it. It's made of 5 shipping containers and then a roof over it. And in that facility, go to the next slide, it actually has a plan that looks like this. And you can see there that there's 5 shipping containers. One of them is designed specifically for enterprise. So we're actually going to train and develop people in an enterprise that's to that region. The second thing is that it's got power and availability in one of those sheds. It's also got, you know, we're going to teach leadership. And so we can actually, in our studio right next door here, we will actually ultimately, when we have 300 of these around the South Pacific, we will actually be able to, in one sitting, speak to over 500,000 people, and they will all be in their local village, so that we can actually lead in the advance. Then we've also got the opportunity to educate builds capacity in people. We've also got a healthcare unit on site there. One of the sheds is healthcare. It's got a bed and some you know, basic materials so that a nurse can actually assess people. Then we've been working with YWAM Ships, and we've been working with the Retired Doctors Association so they can go in, and ultimately we'll be able to assess all these remote communities. And then finally, notice something. It's a 500-seat church building. So here we're going to get people to pay, not us, but people to pay for a building that will become a church. And not just a normal church, but what we're calling a community church that will really actually target that community and, like ours, be outward focused in what it does. But when I went last few times, people have said getting land that is unencumbered, in other words, that you can actually own or have rights over in PNG, is very tough because of land ownership rights to all sorts of tribes and villages. But I went on the plane this time because I don't want to keep talking about this. I want to actually see it happen. So we needed land. So I got on the plane with the heart and the mindset that said, God, give us a piece of land unencumbered. God, we want to start this process because we believe you've called us to do it. And I'm happy to say that I met with a private individual which wasn't planned in this regard. And after meeting with him, he said to me, in fact, it was funny because he said to me, I want to give you 10,000 square meters of land, which is awesome. But then he said, I don't want to just give it anywhere or anybody. I want to give it to Planet Shakers because they'll make something happen there. And I said, yes, we will, sir. Yes, we will. So, church, I'm here to declare today we're already in supernatural increase. We got our first 10,000 square meters of land. And by the end of this year, we'll have one of these operating. How good is God? But you see, I didn't get on the plane and live in where we were yesterday. I got in saying, this is the season of supernatural increase. God, do it in our city. And I speak it over your lives today as well. Would you pray with me? Lord, today we're not here just to have another message. We're here to appropriate what you have planned for us as a church. Last week we heard an incredible prophetic word from Pastor Russell. And Lord, today we determine that we're going to appropriate it, put it into practice, and Lord, not just see it remotely, but see it in each of our lives, families, health, finances, supernatural increase, we declare it. Today is a new horizon in Jesus' name. Luke chapter 5 and verse 1 says this, one day as Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, a great crowd pressed in on him to listen to the word of God. He noticed two empty boats at water's edge. Notice something here, church. Two empty boats. For Jesus to move, for Jesus to do what he's purposed to do, all we need is empty vessels. All we need is an empty boat. We don't need something that's magnificent and finished product. We just need empty vessels, whether that be people or things. And notice here, two empty boats at water's edge. For the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat in the boat and he taught the crowds from there. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish. Master, Simon replied, we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let the nets down again. At this time, their nets were so full of fish, they began to fear. A shout for help brought the partners in the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. When Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, oh Lord, please leave me. I am such a sinful man. For he was awestruck by the number of fish they had caught, as were the others with him. His partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. The first thing that I want to point out from this passage of scripture is that Jesus was actually, you know, had a crowd and they were pushing towards him, so much so he got towards the coast. He looked around, he saw two empty boats and he grabbed one and pushed it out. The Bible says he sat in that boat and he began to speak to the crowds. I want to pick it up from after he'd spoke to the crowds, but I want you to note that Jesus only sat in one of the boats. So Jesus comes back to shore, obviously, and he says to Peter, Peter, I want you to go out into the deep. Interesting, because here's Peter and he's been fishing all night and now he's got Jesus say, go out into the deep. The truth was that the fishermen in those times didn't fish in the deep. They actually fished in the shallow areas.
because the fish would school into certain places. So in a fisherman's mind, to go out into the deep wasn't the smart, logical thing to do. But remember, we're talking today not about the natural, but about the supernatural. So we need to recognize, all we need to do is listen to the word of God. So today, church, I declare over you, come on, let's go into the deep. Let's go where we haven't been before. Let's step into what God has purposed for us. But what does the deep actually mean? It actually means to be fully submerged. If you've ever been fully submerged, usually within moments of being under the water, whether you can swim or not swim, the very next thought is, how do I get to the top again? Because you recognize you can't breathe under there endlessly. So suddenly you're in a place where you don't necessarily feel comfortable. But this is what Jesus is saying to Peter. This is what we've been spoken over our lives. If we're going to actually step into the supernatural increase, we've got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable, fully submerged, which also means surrender control. None of you like control. You're all just totally, yeah, whatever, God. We've got to learn to trust. Trust is easy to say and very difficult to do in life circumstances. And we've got to have great faith if we're going to do what God is telling us to do. But church, I want to urge you, let's go into the deep. But the second thing is this, the struggle is over. The struggle is over. Notice that Peter, his the day before, has been what? Working hard. They've been stressing, we've got to catch some fish. This is what we do for a living. And we actually can't get any fish at this moment. It's a struggle, it's a strain. They're now cleaning their boats and their nets on the shore, and they're living in this place where there's a struggle. Church, I want you to understand, the Bible says here, yesterday, Peter was fishing and caught nothing. Yesterday, Peter was fishing into the night, which speaks of darkness, which speaks of not fruitful, which speaks of a difficult season. Yesterday, but now he's in the next day watching Jesus speak on his boat, and the next day, a fresh day, a new horizon, a fresh possibility, something of God wanting to do something. God speaks to him and says, go out into the deep. You need to recognize, you need to get it in your head. We are not just hearing a message. We are not just living in another day. It's not now just March and we're already 3 months into a year. There is something supernatural that has gone out. These words were declared words. These are a word over our life. When we say our church, we're not talking about buildings, we're talking about you. Supernatural increase is where we live today. That's why on Monday, I chose to go to Papua New Guinea with a sense of, God, I'm expecting something huge to happen, because I'm not living where it was a struggle, where it was a pioneer phase, where it was difficult, where sometimes I wasn't sure if there was any fruit. I'm living on the other side where it's a new day. The struggle is over. I'm going to step into what God has for me. Last night is gone. Today is a new day. So it's a new day. We understand it's a new day. But here's an interesting thing about the new day. Go from over here, boats are empty. Go over here, and the Bible says, without any work, without any toil, it's like they arrive out in the deep and suddenly the nets are full. And then the Bible says, isn't it interesting how it's a new day, a new problem. The problem now isn't how we're going to get any fish in the boat. The problem is we've got too many fish in the boat. And the Bible actually says fear came upon them because they thought they were going to sink. Now, I don't know about you, no fish in the boat over here or full over here. I think I'd prefer to have this problem. Who agrees? Well, the good news is that according to the word that's been professed over our lives, we are living in the new day. We are living in the supernatural increase. So expect new problems to happen. But break out of your old mindset and recognize that when greatness happens, it's still going to have some strain. But remember, it was God that did it, not you. It wasn't your work. It wasn't your capacity. It wasn't your education. It wasn't your upbringing. It was purely Jesus that actually filled your boat. But the thing that they instantly do is they get together and you know, when we're living on this season over here, when we're not having success, When we're living over here and things don't seem to be falling into place, how many of us know that we actually, if we're not careful, can become very isolated? Because we don't want other people to know that we're not having success in our own mindset. You know, you don't understand, I can't get my life's partner. You don't understand, I can't, get the circumstance of that contract correct. I can't seem to get the cash flow working. I can't get my healing. And so rather than push in, we actually back off. And the enemy's plan is to always isolate us, push us away. People won't want to know. And so until we have success, we're not going to push in. But I want you to understand that we're living in a day where we're going to have breakthrough. We're going to have incredible fullness in our boats. There's going to be too much to contain. And the Bible says the first thing that Peter did was he called his partners. Church, we need to recognize that we don't put things in these bins saying this is what we're believing for just for ourselves. We're doing it because we're going to stand together. We're going to believe that every person is going to have uplift. Every person is going to see God come through for them. We're going to get along to an urban life group because we say, I'm not going to be on my own. I'm going to stand with others and I'm going to do what I'm purposed to do. Yes, my boat may be full, but there's plenty for my boat and for the others as well. It's time for us to partner like we never have before. Partnership is so important in the scheme of what God is wanting to do. You know, I was in Papua New Guinea and, in fact, I'm going to get you to stand if you would just for a moment. Let's stand. Papua New Guinea, for those that don't know, has been having some incredibly bad earthquakes. And while I was there, they had some more. And not only are they having earthquakes, but the after tremors are out of control. And some of that they're saying because they've mined so much under the ground that the ground is collapsing. In one location, there's 67 people that are confirmed dead, but a whole village, which could be multiple thousands, have gone missing because the mountain has literally had a landslide and the whole mountain has come down over the village. So they're believing that many have, been buried alive. So while I'm there in that place, I'm happy to be able to report that we were able to do something. But before I say that, let's pray. And come on, reach out your hand. You know, we really need to ask the Lord to help these people because they don't have any emergency relief in PNG, no measures to actually follow up on this. So Lord, we stand to you right now. You are the God of great provision. Lord, where we look in the natural and say there's nothing there, we don't live in that day anymore. We live according to supernatural provision. So I pray that private companies would get helicopters, there would be digging equipment, there would be things that would happen, and we would hear of incredible stories of people being pulled out that have been there for days. Lord, we know that life is what you're about, and so God, we ask that you would come and intervene, Lord God, in those regions up in the mountains. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Continue to pray for PNG. You can take a seat, but here's the great thing. See, we've actually, mission has been something that I've been involved in my whole life. Pastor Russell and I have run events all over the country for many, many years. We've done incredible things and filled stadiums, but always you're trusting God. God, would you come through? I'm happy to be able to report that our mission trip last year, although we did all the things that we did, probably the biggest mission event I've ever been involved in, we actually made a surplus in our money. I mean, how miraculous is that you're actually doing mission and you make a surplus? We gave away to a youth organisation that's now run 7 rallies from the money that we gave them and seen thousands get saved. Of course, all the events that we did and the people that we blessed. But here we were with our boat full. So when I'm sitting in a meeting with the finance minister from Taree, the region that was most affected, without even having to think about it, I was able to say, we're going to get a 40-foot shipping container. For those that came to our business event, I rang my friend Wahoo, who actually owns a supermarket chain. I said, can you get me a sea container full of food at cost price? And in moments, we were able to say, we're going to give 20,000 plus Australian dollars and be able to send food to the people in that region. Why? Because now we're living in a place where the boat's full, rather than always living from the place of struggle. But in that meeting, I actually had to think to myself, oh, what can we do? What can we do? And I text Pastor Russell and I said, out of the surplus, he said, go for it. These people need it. And in that moment, I realized that we're living in a new season. We don't have to live with a struggle mentality and how's it going to work and what are you going to do and where's it going to come from. But God is building something that is supernatural. There's increase that is coming where we as the church are not having to go, oh, there's nothing we can do. Oh, in the name of Jesus, there's so much that we can do. Church, it's time for you to adjust that it's a new day. It's time for you to get out of that struggle mentality and recognize God is wanting to use you. But here's the key factor. What is empty will be filled. So the criteria is we must have empty vessels. We must have people who are prepared to let go of themselves. Not get confused with what they want as opposed to what God wants. See, the conclusion of this scripture is it was an empty boat is where it started. Peter falls to his knees and he says, ah, Jesus, I've sinned. What's he doing? Emptying himself. Thing you got to love about Peter, out on the water and there's a storm and suddenly he sees a figure. They all think it's a ghost, but Peter goes, no, it's Jesus. And he walks on water. He was always prepared to empty himself. He was always prepared to be in a position of weakness. In your weakness, I am made strong, says the Lord. Why is it that we're so scared of weakness? Because in that place we feel vulnerable, we feel fearful. But I want to tell you, Jesus is looking for some empty vessels. He's looking at some people that will keep emptying themselves and say, use me again, Lord, use me again, Lord, use me again, Lord. Position me so that I can be moved. The foundation of this scripture is empty vessels. Two empty boats. Two empty boats was all that was needed to perform a miracle where they would be filled. Whether it be speaking to large crowds, salvation, miracles, financial breakthrough, relationships restored, all we need is to be empty. Oh, Jesus, position me. There were two empty boats. It's interesting because it's not just having a boat that's empty, but it's also allowing yourself to be pushed out. Because notice there was one boat on the shore. It ended up filled. Why? Because Peter's boat couldn't contain what he had. But I don't know about you, I don't want to be the boat that just gets the surplus. I want to be in the boat that gets filled. I want to have surplus to give to others. I want to be positioned so that I can be what God has purposed me to be. But all I need to do is empty my boat and allow Jesus to touch, to push my boat out into the deep, to recognize that my struggle is over and step into the supernatural that God has for me. You see, if you want a touch from Jesus, then you got to position yourself to say, I let go of that worry. I let go of that stress. Lord, I no longer hide behind my busyness and I position myself for you to be central. Matthew 19:26, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. All things are possible. It's a new horizon for the boat to be filled. The impossible. The fisherman knew how to catch fish and he couldn't catch them. The impossible. He had emptiness. He was sitting on the shore feeling despondent. But with God, the same scenario, the touch from Jesus, suddenly impossibility becomes possible. Emptiness becomes filled. Supernatural increase is what God has got for each of us. And we need to speak it into being. Sunday finished last week. I woke up and first thing I thought is supernatural increase. Today I want to remind you the explosion between heaven and earth has already begun. You're only going to step into it if you appropriate it. Say, it's mine, God. It's my family. It's for my family. It's for my finances. It's for my health. God, I'm going to position myself to receive all you have.
Well, I hope you've heard the message and applied it today. New horizons, possibilities for you. You know, if you've got any prayer requests or praise report, why don't you head to planetshakers.com and let us know.